It's a sequela.
Cool. This is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, so let me go ahead and verify some information here, and I'll answer any questions you have about what you received. What company are you with, Aquila? I don't have it on file here.
Okay. A&M Sawmill. I'm not sure what the address it came to.
I have a 3626 South 21st Road,
Yes.
Dunnigan, Missouri. Okay,
Yeah.
great. Okay, perfect. As far as the so A&M Sawmill, as far as the classification of the business goes, you guys incorporated an LLC, sole prop.
Sole prop.
Sole prop. Okay, great. And then what's the best, is this the best company phone to reach you at, this number?
Yeah, this is just our community phone here. We share the phone.
Okay.
Our business name is on the answering service there.
Okay, great. So 417-754-1173. Alrighty. And how long have you been in business there, Aquila?
We've been here, let me see, it's right at 10 years now.
Okay. 10 years in business. All right. Yeah, so if you can tell me what your needs are there at the business, I can point you in the right direction here as far as our programs at the bank go.
Okay. Well, we buy logs and we cut them into lumber. And right now we're also building a house, so our funds are a little bit short. So I was just wanting to check in, see what the possibilities would be here to maybe borrow another, like, oh, 10,000 or so for a couple months.
Okay, gotcha. So looking for $10,000 to finish completing the house, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Are you 100% owner there of the business, I'm assuming?
Yeah, me and my wife.
Okay, you and your wife. Are you guys 50-50 partners?
Well, yeah, whatever. And we've got the four boys. The one of them, he works out. The other three, they work with me here at the mill.
Okay, you got your sons there?
Yes.
Nice, you have four boys?
Yep.
Nice. Well, my mom has four boys. I have three brothers
I said, well,
myself.
actually, I got six boys, but
Oh.
the four older ones, and then there's two smaller ones.
Oh, great. Cool. Well, yeah, so let me ask you a few questions here, see what we'd be able to do for the business. How would you define your personal credit? Good, bad, average.
Average or good, I guess. I think I don't know for sure what you're asking there. I got oh, a letter from I don't know what it was from, but it had a credit rating there, and it was I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was kind of in the upper part there.
Okay, I guess we'll say average to above average. And just to kind of go back on that, this would be a business loan, so this would show up on your burs your pr this wouldn't show up on your personal credit, strictly your business credit, just to kind of clarify that. How would you, g last year gross annual sales, how much did the business do in top line revenue?
The gross sales, I think, I don't remember for sure without going back and looking at my pa tax papers, but I think around 150,000, maybe somewhere in there.
Okay. Alrighty. And how soon were you looking to bring on this the $10,000 there?
Well, I got some more coming in right now, but it's not here yet. So
Right.
we're just, I mean, just as soon as we can work it out. But
Okay, as soon as possible. Okay. Absolutely. And any current loans with the business right now?
Yes. We got, we bought a knuckle boom for the mill, and we're, for $16,000, we still got a payment on that. And then, we got, some from, the U.S. Bank, that we, I think that's like, it's two different ones. And I think that would total to about, probably 50,000, something like that.
Okay, so we have the equipment financing for the knuckle boom with U.S. Bank. Is it? Do you have like a line of credit with them? Did you do equipment financing through them? Is it like a
equipment financing?
Okay, so just the equipment finance right now for the business. Is that right?
Yes.
No working capital ones. Okay, great. Yeah.
No, we don't have a working capital.
Okay, great. Yeah. So just to give you some feedback there. You know, we typically lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, so we'd be looking right around, you know, $15,000 to $22,000. We'll say $15,000 to $20,000 we'd be able to free up for you there. So I think the 10 is definitely something we can do. How was your wife's personal credit?
It would be same or better.
Okay.
Or I guess. I mean, I don't know. I do all the business. I mean, we do, we file our tax joint,
right.
But she's, classed under a homemaker, so she isn't really, making any income, but, she's on the, tax papers as joint.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so, you know, just to give you a little feedback, you know, on our program here, you know, typically terms go anywhere from 6 months to 3 years. We kind of structure what's going to work best for the business. You're going to be paying back anywhere from 10 cents to 30 cents on the dollar. So that's a fixed cost. It's not a compounding APR. So let's say best case scenario, you borrow 10, you're paying back 11. You know, worst case scenario, you know, you're paying back 3,000 total on the 10,000, and that'd be kind of higher end. You guys have been in business for 10 years, which is good. But yeah, I'd like to shoot you off an application. All we're going to need to look at to get you an approval here is a one-page application I can shoot off to you, 6 months bank statements, first page from your most recent tax return there with the gross annual sales on it.
6 months bank statements.
Yes.
The payments that I made.
Just 6 months bank statements, all pages. We don't need the pages at the bottom with the checks.
Okay.
And then, yeah, just the one-page application that I can shoot off to you there. Do you have a good email address?
No, I don't. Just a mailing address.
Okay. How about a fax number?
Don't have that either.
No fax. Okay.
Okay, on this here... in this brochure that send out, there's a sheet there that says business loan application. Is that the one you're...
Yeah, I was going to send you one that's a little different. We can use that one. Sometimes it helps to have the other one. But, yeah, if you can, I mean, I think your best bet is you can have, you can go to, like, your local, like, Staples or Office Depot, and they can fax over the information. Or, you know, if, you know, there's no rush there, you can, you know, send it via, you know, U.S. mail or FedEx it, but...
Uh-huh. Okay. Would it improve the rates if I would, instead of borrowing $10,000, borrow $15,000, or wouldn't that make any difference in the rates?
Well, what we could do here, Aquila, is we, you know... get you approved for, you know, as much as possible, and then show you figures for both, you know. So show you, let's say, if you borrow 10, this is what your payback looks like. If you borrow 15, this is what your payback looks like. So we're not set into any, you know, any figure. We can give you figures for both. But it shouldn't affect your rate, no. The $5,000 difference isn't going to affect the rate.
Okay. So what would it be like like a 10% interest, or how would that be figured?
Yeah, that'd be on the lower end. And then we have like we have programs with daily payments, we have programs with weekly payments, programs with monthly payments. Yeah, it's hard to say your specific interest without seeing the bank statements and, you know, having the underwriters analyze those and come back to me with what they come up with. But do you want to grab like a pen so you can just jot down, you know, kind of what we went over as far as the few items we need to proceed there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a pen here.
Okay, great. So yeah, just 6 months bank statements, all pages.
6 months.
Bank statements. And then we're going to look at just that one-page application.
Okay.
And then first page on your tax return, we want that page with the gross annual sales. First page for your business tax return for the sole prop.
Okay. The 1040 or... Schedule C?
I want to say it's going to be the Schedule C. Is that the one that has the business's gross annual sales there in the right column?
I think so.
Yeah, so we're going to want to see the one that shows the gross annual sales, not the 1040 like personal income, but
yeah,
Let me try and get you. Let me verify that. I'm trying to bring up a file here from someone I recently worked with. Let's see here. Just to be sure. I'm sorry. Bear with me a second. Yeah, so we're going to want to see the Schedule C, the profit or loss from business.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. And then, yeah, if you can, you can, I mean, what's your plan here? Did you want to, you know, go somewhere and fax them over, or did you want to kind of... send them over via mail. What?
They probably just by mail.
Yeah, I mean that's fine.
I might do it by fax too. I don't know. There's a in the top right corner of this one page. It says fax to fund with a number there.
Yeah, you have that.
Yeah, 888-234-0177.
Yeah, you got it. That's the fax number.
Okay. Okay.
And then you know that should, you know, that's usually easier for both of us. If you want, I can give you the, you know, the actual address to, if you want to send it physically.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Okay. Are you ready for the address?
Mhm.
It's 8445.
8445.
Yeah, Camino, Camino.
Okay.
And then space Santa. Spelled Santa, Santa.
Okay.
And then Fay, space, and then Fay, Fe.
Okay.
And then it's gonna be Sweet, so STE202.
STE. 202?
202, yes.
Okay.
And, it's San Diego.
Okay.
California.
Okay.
92121.
Okay.
Yeah, do you mind reading it back to me just to make sure we,
yeah.
Okay.
8445.
Yep.
Camino space. Santa space Fay Suite 202 San Diego, California 92121.
Yes, sir, you got it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so you got everything you need there. Pretty straightforward.
Okay. Yeah, the 6 month statements and the one page application, and then the first page of the Schedule C.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can come up with.
Yeah, and if you could, you know, if you do send it, put attention Gabe on there so they know you know who you're working with here.
Okay. How do you spell that name?
It's just G-A-B-E, Gabe.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely, if you're going to, let me know when you send it out. If you decide to fax it or send it out mail, give me a call. Let me know when it's on the way, just so I have a heads up there. Do you mind jotting down my direct line there in case you have any questions or anything?
Yeah,
comes
that's
up?
Fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
It's 858.
Okay.
779.
Okay.
0391.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you guys buy logs and cut them into lumber, is it you guys like making like 2x4 type wood or what exactly?
Making like the 1-inch board stuff.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he's got a kiln and a milling machine, and he makes dries it and makes tongue and groove boards, and then the 2-inch lumber he cuts log siding out of it.
Okay, cool. What do you guys usually sell that to? Just
he's got a guy that sells it for him, and I think he's maybe got a couple guys that sell it for him, and he sells direct some too. But
Cool. Very nice. Any other questions there, Aquila?
I don't think I can't think of any right now.
Great. Yeah, I definitely think we could fit you into a program here. 10,000 definitely seems feasible based on the information you provided me with. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing what we can do for you. And if you have any questions in the meantime, you know where to reach me at, and I'll be here to answer any questions, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, we sure thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be in touch.
Bye.
Take care.